The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Emma Mae Dinkins here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey, yo, incredible and on-purpose humans. I love you so, so super very much. And my name is Emma Mae Dinkins. And I'm just so glad that you have joined me on the Have You Heard podcast today. I wanted to take a hot second before we get into today's episode and let y'all know that for the month of July, we are releasing reruns from the past year of podcasts, which is so fun, but I wanted to tell y'all why. So one of the reasons why is because we are celebrating an entire year of Have You Heard, which is honestly mind-blowing to me that we have gotten to record that many episodes and that the Lord has just been so, wow, just so faithful. And I'm mind-blown just because he's so awesome, but I'm not mind-blown in the sense that I'm surprised, because that's who God is. And I am learning more and more just to expect God to be faithful, because God is a faithful God and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I am amazed constantly by how awesome he is. And so this month I am sharing some of my four favorite episodes from the past year. So if you have heard them, then I hope that just like if you watch a movie for a second time, you notice scenes or you notice parts that you didn't notice before in the first time you watched it. I hope that happens for you here. I hope that you're even more encouraged the second go around. I hope that you notice things within God's word that you may not have noticed before. I hope that you're refreshed in new ways through this month of reruns. And if you are new to the Have You Heard fam, then I hope that you enjoy these that were released before you found out about this fun little podcast time. I hope that you are majorly blessed by them. And second reason why we're doing reruns is, y'all, I got married, which is so fun. I am currently in my first month of marriage, which is so sweet. And so I'm taking a pause on recording just to invest into time with my sweet Josh and get acquainted with this very new but sweet season. And also, I'm working on a really fun project that I cannot tell yet, but I'm really, really excited about it. And so I needed to take a month off to really be diligent to get work done and invest into this project. And I'm very, very stoked to share it with y'all. But yes, so that is what we're doing for this month, and that is why. And I just wanted to let y'all know. Also, I wanted to let you know that you are awesome. Y'all enjoy today's episode. People, I am so thankful that your awesome self is here. This is Emma Mae Dinkins, here to welcome you to the Have You Heard podcast. I'm really excited because today we are diving into the truth of how important it is to hide God's word in your heart, and what does it look like to practically memorize scripture. So friends, faith comes by hearing. Let's grab our headphones and get on into the word. Spending time in God's word is so important, because we read that the grass withers and the flowers fade, but it is the word of God that stands forever. Just as the rain falls from the heavens and does not return back to the heavens until providing flourishing and nourishment and budding upon the earth, so is it that God's word does not return back to him until fulfilling the purpose for which he sent it to accomplish. God's word does not return void. His plan prevails. His word remains true. He is so faithful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we read all throughout scripture about scripture and the value and the importance of it. We read in Joshua 1:8 where we're told that if we keep this book of the law on our lips and meditate on it day and night, then we will be prosperous and successful in what we do. And in Psalm 1, we read that blessed is the man who delights in God's word day and night, for he will be like a tree that is planted by streams of water. He will yield his fruit in season. His leaves will never wither, and everything that he does will prosper. All throughout Psalm 119, we read about how God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It is sweeter than honey, yes, honey from a honeycomb, that it is reviving to the soul. God's word is so good. When we build our house, when we build our life on the word of God, even though the winds blow and the waves crash in, we will not be shaken because the word of God is solid ground. Blessed is the man who builds his life on solid ground, on the word of God. So friends, spending time in God's word and hiding his word in our heart is so, so essential. I love how Paul said in Romans 12:2, he actually gave like a challenge by saying, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may be able to test and approve God's good, pleasing, and perfect will for your life. And that transforming and renewing of the mind happens whenever we intentionally spend time with the Lord, happens whenever we choose to fill ourselves with his word and let his word do what only he can do, and that is transform us by the renewing of our mind. And so this is something really practical that I pray encourages you and helps you as you are walking with God's word as your guide, as you are learning to take your thoughts captive and make them obedient to what is true, because that's so important. Like, if you don't know what's true, lies are going to appear to be truthful. And so whenever you know truth, which is God's word, then whenever you hear a lie from the enemy, or whenever you hear something that you're even saying to yourself that's like, that doesn't sound right, taking it to God's word and seeing if it aligns with God's word, then it's true. But if it doesn't, I can hold it up to the light, see what is true, and speak truth over that lie. Take it captive, make it obedient to God. There's something so powerful about this. So I have 4 points that I want to share with you. And these things are how I personally hide God's word in my heart. And I'm just really excited about it. So they are: read it, write it, post it, speak it. Read it, write it, post it, speak it. So I'm going to give you an example and elaborate on what I mean. So something that I think is understandable is that the Word of God can sometimes look intimidating. Like, there are 66 books, countless chapters, even more countless verses. And so sometimes whenever you look at the Word, it's like, where do I even begin? Like, I want to study God's word because I read in John 1 that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Like, this is God speaking to me. And so when I'm spending time in God's word, I'm getting to learn who he is and who I am in him and how he's called me to live. And it's so powerful. I want it. I want to grow in it. I want to learn it, but I'm really intimidated and I don't even know where to begin. An encouragement that I have for you is to pick one verse this week and let that be your verse of the week. So for example, if my verse of this week was Romans 8:1, that says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I read it. 2, I write it down. 3, I'm going to post it. And I'm not talking social media. I mean, you can if you want to, but that's not what I'm referring to. I'm saying if you've written it down on a note card or a sticky note, put it up somewhere that you will see it every day. Whether that be on your mirror, in your car, on your refrigerator, on your door before you walk out of your room or your house. So post it somewhere. That way you are seeing it consistently, daily, and speak it. Not only speak it out loud when you're alone in your time with the Lord, but bring it up in conversation. Talk about it with your friends. Find opportunities to talk about how there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It makes me think of how this is going to be kind of goofy, but it's so rich and sweet. So ever since I was in middle school, my dad has told me about this, but the way that you meditate on scripture, it's a lot like how a cow chews its cud. And I don't know all of the scientific details to this, but I do know that whenever a cow is eating its food, it's not like a typical way we eat food. The cow does not simply chew its food, swallow it, the stomach digests it, and it's done. The cow will chew on its food, maybe. It could even swallow it whole. And then the cow will regurgitate it. So the cow will bring it back up to its mouth and chew on it some more. And eventually, until the food is fully broken down, the cow can then swallow the food again and the stomach can digest it in a way that the body of the cow needs. And I say that this is similar to the way that we meditate on scripture because we get to, this is interesting, but we get to bring back up God's word all throughout the day. Just as the cow brings its food back up to chew on it, we can bring God's word back up to our mind and chew on it, think on it, speak it, write it down again, being transformed by the renewing of our mind. So then when the enemy comes and reminds me of my past and tries to make me feel like I'm defined by my past or tries to plant seeds of shame and insecurity and make me feel as though I can't take another step forward because I'm no longer equipped due to what I've done or haven't done that was wrong. Wait, talk about taking God's word and with that, taking the lie of the enemy captive and making it obedient to God's word, I can respond and say, no, there is therefore now no condemnation for Emma who is in Christ Jesus. Friend, this is so powerful. And I say, take that one verse, let that be your verse of the week, read it, write it, post it, speak it. Do that every week and you'll look up in a year from now and you have 52 verses hidden in your heart. How crazy cool is that?
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Faithful Counseling. So let's get real for a second. Is there something interfering with your peace, robbing you of joy, preventing you from carrying God's yoke that is easy and His burden that is light that He intends for you to carry, He designed you to carry? Are you walking through something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? I know that for many of us, that can be anxiety, depression, fear, or even broken relationships that can be holding us back. But this is where Faithful Counseling comes in. Faithful Counseling is a worldwide counseling service that is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone and everyone can face life's challenges and can get help anytime, anywhere. Faithful Counseling offers 4 different ways to get connected to a licensed counselor. You can sit down for video calls, phone calls, live chats, or instant messaging. Every counselor on Faithful Counseling is licensed by their respective state board and has over 3,000 hours of experience. If you think that Faithful Counseling is for you, you can sign up today and be matched with your counselor in 24 hours or less. Faithful Counseling is helping us live our healthiest lives in the comfort and safety of our homes. Be sure to check out Faithful Counseling at faithfulcounseling.com/MMA/. Don't believe believe the lie that you're a failure if you forget the verse that you're learning, or don't be hard on yourself or feel like a failure if you didn't memorize it as quickly as you maybe expected yourself to. Because the enemy wants you to focus on how much you can memorize rather than focus on the power and the beauty and the reason behind why you are memorizing. If the enemy can get you caught up in the fact that you're not memorizing enough, or you're not successful because you're forgetting it, or you're not successful because you didn't memorize it as quickly as you had hoped, then you're getting caught up in a way that's off track, my love. Because indeed, the power of memorizing scripture is that you're hiding the word of God in your heart. I don't care if you memorized one verse and it took you a whole year. Praise God that you're just wanting to hide his word in your heart. Don't get wrapped up in the quantity of how many verses you memorized and miss the quality of what it is you're memorizing. We have an enemy of lies. John 8:44, we are told that he is the father of lies. It is his native language. So of course it makes sense that he doesn't want you to learn and remember the truth. And so I encourage you to pray. Ask God to help you continue to hide his word in your heart. It's so fun. It's such a journey. I started studying God's word like 6 years ago, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning. What I think is so cool is God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So as we seek him first, we are continually in a place of learning more about him. I love the prayer that Paul prayed to the church of Ephesus in Ephesians 1 when he said, I pray that you may be given a spirit of wisdom and revelation so you may know the Lord better. And that's my prayer over us today, that we may not only know the Lord better, but we may desire to know him better. And that's why we want to hide his word in our heart. That's why we want to memorize more scripture, not so we can boast about how much we know, but so that we can know him better. And that overflows into everything that we do, because our mouth speaks from that which fills our heart. And we're told to guard our heart above all else because everything we do flows from it. If I'm choosing to fill my heart with God's word and fill my mind with God's word, as a person thinks, so are they. How powerful. I want my life to reflect his heart. Friend, I pray that this encouraged you. Read it, write it, post it, speak it. One verse a week. And let me know what your one verse this week was. It may be one that I need to be reminded of, or it may be one I've never heard of before. So let me know. And I'm so excited because this is so powerful. Again, if you don't know what is true, lies are going to appear truthful. The enemy masquerades himself as the light. He's not going to come in a way that it's obvious it's a lie. He's very good at what he does, and so it's going to look truthful. So how powerful it is that we put on the belt of truth, hold up the sword of the Spirit that is the word of God, so his word may be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, because this is a solid foundation upon which we cannot be shaken. And it is in his word, in his heart, that we discover our identity, that we discover who he is. And it's so freeing. We will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Y'all are so awesome, and I love you so much. I pray that this was encouraging for you and helped you to practically learn more of God's word in your day-to-day beautiful life. Y'all are awesome. I can't wait to talk to y'all next week. Know that y'all mean so much to me. Bye, friends.
Hey guys, Adam Weber here, a proud part of the Converge Podcast Network. I wanted to let you know about my brand new book called Love Has a Name. I think we'd all be lying if we said that loving others was an easy thing to do. And in a culture that seems more polarized by the day, how do we love the difficult, the different, and the downright hard to love people we come in contact with every single day? This new book shares the stories of 27 different people who have shown me what love looks like. I wrote this book to help us all love people well by following the example of Jesus. Come check it out. go find Love Has a Name by Adam Weber wherever books are sold.
Blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.